talk about Providence restoration under the leadership of Jesus. The world, the worldwide course to restore Canaan. The contents. And this is the introduction. In the beginning, Adam should have governed the angels. But due to his fall, human beings came under Satan's dominion and formed a hellish world. To restore this through indemnity, Jesus came as the second Adam to personally bring Satan to submission and establish the kingdom of heaven. However, Satan, who does not submit to even God, would by no means readily yield to Jesus and people of faith. Therefore, taking responsibility for having created human beings, God raised up Jacob and Moses and revealed through them the model course by which Jesus could subjugate Satan. Jacob walked the symbolic course to bring Satan to submission, while Moses walked the image course. Their courses pioneered the way for Jesus to walk the actual course. In walking the worldwide course to restore Canaan, Jesus followed the model demonstrated in the national course to restore Canaan when Moses was working to subjugate Satan. Let's see how the worldwide course to restore Canaan unfolded centering on the Messiah, on Jesus. In order to receive the Messiah, you need to make a foundation for the Messiah. For fallen people to be restored to their original state, we must receive the Messiah. Before we can receive the Messiah, we must first establish a foundation for the Messiah. And without this foundation, the fallen people will kill the Messiah when he comes to this world. We need the Messiah in order to be restored to the original state. But because God can't just send the Messiah to any place, to the fallen people, because if God sends the Messiah to the wrong place, then the people there will kill the Messiah. So God needs to have a foundation for the Messiah, send the Messiah, and that is the foundation of faith and the foundation of substance. This foundation for the Messiah is what the people should establish. The Messiah doesn't make his own foundation to be sent. So Jesus could not be the central figure of his own foundation. And so John the Baptist represented mankind to make the foundation of faith. The object for the condition was the word, and the period was 400 years for preparation for the Messiah. The people had 400 years preparation for the Messiah centering on the word and representing mankind, the nation of Israel that had lived centering on the word. John the Baptist stood as a central figure. So nation this nation revered John the Baptist. When the people saw John's ascetic lifestyle and his religious lifestyle, people would go and find John the Baptist in the wilderness and ask him, "Are you he is to come?" Are you the Messiah? So the people respected John the Baptist and loved him, obeyed him, respected him, and received him. Thus the nation built the foundation of substance by fulfilling the indemnity condition to remove the fallen nature. The first worldwide course to restore Canaan. The foundation of faith, central figure was John the Baptist. Now how could John the Baptist send a central figure? He came as Elijah's second coming with a mission to make straight the way of the Lord. And he had an illustrious life of prayer and ascetism in the wilderness. And the object for the condition was oneness with the tabernacle on the foundation of the number 40. So to become one with the tabernacle and live your life centering on the tabernacle is a condition that of oneness with the Messiah when he comes. The central figure, the foundation of substance, is also John the Baptist. The condition, they had to have a condition to remove the fallen nature. So the Israelites united with John the Baptist. He said, "Are you who we are waiting for? Are you the Messiah?" This is how much the Israelites loved and respected John the Baptist. So the foundation for the Messiah was laid for the first worldwide course to restore Canaan. So Messiah could have come to start this first worldwide course to restore Canaan at this time. But what happened is that John the Baptist didn't keep faith in Jesus. So this foundation was lost. Then that is why Jesus needed to make the foundation for the Messiah that was lost. All the foundation was lost. So in order to embark the second worldwide course to restore Canaan, Jesus first had to make a foundation for the Messiah. And so Jesus became the central figure, taking on the mission of John the Baptist. So Jesus has to go and inherit John the Baptist's mission. And so John the Baptist gave baptism to Jesus at the Jordan River. And at this time, John the Baptist received the revelation from God that God said, "This is my son, whom I am well pleased," descending a dove on top of Jesus. And so John the Baptist gave testimony to Jesus, but then he didn't follow Jesus and fell into faithlessness. And then Jesus had to then take the position of John the Baptist. So he's not the Messiah at this point. And he told his disciples not to testify that he is the Messiah. Why? Because he is taking on the mission of John the Baptist at this time. The object for the condition was 40-day fast and to overcome three great temptations. Satan had to separate, Jesus had to separate Satan. When Moses broke the reason for the three great temptations is the Moses act of striking the rock twice and breaking the tablets of stone. And that and Satan was able to invade through this. Jesus came as the substantiation of the rock, and the act of striking the rock, breaking the tablets of stone, made a condition for Satan to strike Jesus. John the Baptist was sent to make straight the way of the Lord so that the people wouldn't disbelieve in Jesus. And then through the belief in Jesus, then Satan wouldn't be able to strike Jesus. But without that foundation of protection, then Satan was able to come in and strike Jesus. Satan wants to prevent Jesus from restoring the three great blessings and accomplishing the purpose of creation. Adam lost the three great blessings, and so the purpose of Messiah's advent is to restore the purpose of creation, the three great blessings, by succeeding in overcoming the three temptations. So the significance of the three temptations, the first temptations, Jesus went into the wilderness and fasted for 40 days, and Satan came to Jesus at the end and said, "Turn these stones into bread." What this means is that the stone is Jesus, or the Word. But Jesus said that man must not live by bread alone, but by the Word of God. That I didn't come to make bread, but I came to bring the Word of God. And Jesus answered Satan with the principled answer. So he was victorious in overcoming the first temptation, and thus he could establish the basis for restoring the position of the first blessing. And he can make the basis for the restoration of the position as of the Messiah. So he wasn't the Messiah yet, but he was doing what John the Baptist should have fulfilled, to make the foundation for the Messiah. The second temptation, the pinnacle, Satan brought Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple. who was the pinnacle of the temple is Jesus. And we are the body of the temple. And Jesus said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. Jesus said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. But Jesus didn't say, don't tempt me. But he said, don't tempt the Lord your God. Jesus' subject, he always kept God as his subject. And the angel was created as the servant, and the angel comes under the dominion of the perfected Adam, perfected person. So the servant, how could the servant tempt the master? And so Jesus fulfilled the condition of indemnity to restore the second blessing and establish a basis for the restoration of children. Then Satan brought Jesus to the top of a high mountain where he could see everything. And he said, I will give you all the things you see if you worship me. Saying, just as Adam bowed down to me and lost the position of owner, but he has been bowing down to me throughout history, I want you to bow down to me. So, Jesus was united with God, and the archangel was created as the servant. So, how could the Lord bow down to the servant? So Jesus fulfilled the condition of indemnity to restore the third blessing and establish the basis for dominion over the natural world. Mankind became one with Satan and served Satan as the Lord, but Jesus became one with God, and so the servant has to bow down to Jesus, to God. So he, through overcoming the third temptation, Jesus fulfilled the condition of indemnity to restore the third blessing and establish the basis for dominion over the natural world. The foundation of substance, the central figure was Jesus, and so the disciples had to set the condition to love, obey, respect, and receive Jesus. The Jewish people, the disciples, were to unite completely with Jesus. But the disciples didn't unite with Jesus to the end, and they ran away. So this was the failure of second course. Jesus came to restore Canaan, both physically and spiritually, but Jesus lost his physical body, so he could only do the worldwide course to restore Canaan spiritually from that point. The third wine course to restore Canaan. When even Jesus' disciples, as well as the other Jewish people, became faithless to Jesus, who came as the substance of the tabernacle and the holy temple, Jesus could not but walk the path of death and be crucified. And as a consequence, the Jewish people lost the one who should have been the spiritual and physical focus of their faith. They no longer had a basis upon which to begin the third worldwide course to restore Canaan as a substantial course. Christians, as the second Israel, were to begin this course as a spiritual course by exalting the resurrected Jesus as their focus of faith. So, the spiritual course to restore Canaan under Jesus' leadership, the spiritual foundation for the Messiah had to be laid. So the spiritual foundation of faith, the central figure was the resurrected Jesus. And so Christianity started with the foundation of the resurrected Jesus being the central figure. So, Jesus resurrected 3 days after his death on the cross to restore the position of spiritual true parent as a spirit. In order to build the Jesus needed to build the spiritual foundation for the Messiah, and so Jesus stood in the position of John the Baptist, even spiritually, to make the foundation to receive the Messiah. Because John the Baptist and the people's foundation to receive the Messiah failed, then Jesus came to build his own foundation and unite the people with himself and then become the Messiah. But this foundation also failed, sending Jesus to the cross. And so Jesus still worked in the spirit world to make the foundation spiritually. And Jesus set this as a 40-day period of resurrection. And so this period was 40 days after Jesus' resurrection. The significance of Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus has to come with both flesh and spirit because Adam has flesh and spirit, and both Adam's flesh and spirit were claimed by Satan. So the Messiah has to come to restore fallen man's flesh and spirit so that the people could come back to the original world. And with this desire, God sent Jesus. So Jesus' oneness with God was victorious, but the people still continued to unite with Satan. So the purpose of sending the Messiah was the salvation of all mankind, but the purpose for Satan's claiming, Satan was fixed on killing Jesus, even though he might have to hand back all of humanity. have to know the prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, if it may be possible, let this path happen, cut past from me, not as I will, but as if you will. So if it looks like Jesus just didn't want to die. But then Jesus knew that this was a course that he had to walk. But if there was a way that he didn't have to go this way, he wanted to choose that way so that he could continue to build the foundation for the Messiah and save the people both physically and spiritually. So, even if we are working hard in the course of our faith, don't judge things from your own point of view, but look from God's point of view. Try to see from God's point of view and think, if two parents were facing this situation, how would two parents act? What kind of results would they desire from this situation? We can pray like this. Jesus was victorious over the three temptations so he could be one with God. But people that weren't faithful, didn't overcome the three temptations, became one with Satan. Satan was so fixed on killing Jesus that even if he had to hand over all mankind back to God, then he wanted to kill Jesus. Jesus came to save all humanity. And so God had to turn over Jesus to Satan as the condition of indemnity to save all humankind who had turned against Jesus and fallen into Satan's realm. God sent Jesus in order to save mankind. And so Satan was fixed on killing Jesus, and so Satan's condition was that if he would kill Jesus, even if he had to hand back mankind to God. And so that is why God allowed for Jesus to be killed in order for mankind to be saved. This cross, Satan prevented the path for the people to be saved in the flesh, but Jesus' spirit went to God, so fallen man's spirit could return to God. So Satan exercised his maximum power to kill Jesus, so to interrupt the way of physical salvation. So Jesus, God had a dilemma whether to save Jesus or save humanity. But for Satan, in his case, even if he was to hand over humanity, he wanted to kill God's only son. So, because Satan killed Jesus, then God, exercising his maximum power, then God could exercise his power to resurrect Jesus, to open the way for all humanity to be engrafted with the resurrected Jesus, and thereby receive salvation and rebirth. The spiritual foundation of substance, the central figure, was the resurrected Jesus, and the condition was for the disciples to unite with the resurrected Jesus. For 40 days, Jesus called the disciples, gathered them, and had a spiritual workshop. The disciples lost faith and said that he is not the Messiah. And so Jesus died in the loneliest position. The disciples followed Jesus at that time because they wanted to fulfill their own desires. They wanted to be famous, or they wanted position, they wanted to have power. So they weren't innocently uniting with Jesus, but they were following him for their own purposes. So the disciples didn't really understand who Jesus was, and so they didn't unite with him to the end, and Jesus died. But once they met the resurrected Jesus, and they came to really understand his will and what he came to do, then they really respected Jesus and loved Jesus as the Son of God, bringing true life. During the lifetime, when Jesus was alive, the disciples weren't so successful in witnessing. They received a lot of persecution, and so it was hard for them to witness. But once they really understood who Jesus was, then they weren't afraid of losing their own lives. And so they would go out. They got impulse in their hearts that wants to testify to Jesus. It was like fire exploding inside of their hearts. And so these people went out and testified to Jesus, the risk of their lives, and then the Romans would capture those Christians and send them to the lions and watch them be eaten by the lions. But even so, the Christians continued to their heart of wanting to testify to Jesus and spread Jesus' will was so strong, it kept on spreading. So, the providence for the start of the spiritual worldwide foundation to restore Canaan, worldwide restoration of Canaan, was that Jesus gave his disciples the power to perform miracles and signs and go out there to witness to the people. Moses' time, Moses wasn't able to enter into Canaan physically, but he could lead the second generation into Canaan together with them spiritually. And Jesus also wasn't able to enter into Canaan, restore Canaan physically, but he could guide the people spiritually and help them with spiritual works. So the second coming of the Messiah has to come with both physical and spiritually, and start the substantial foundation to restore Canaan. Restore Canaan substantially. The course to restore substantial Canaan under the leadership of the Christ at the Second Advent. Throughout history, people have been able to fulfill the foundation of faith because this is their own relationship with God. It's a one-on-one relationship. But the foundation of substance is me and you. It's more spread out with more people. Well, this is more difficult. The Christ of the Second Advent came here and he lost the foundation of Christianity. And so two parents were kicked out to the wilderness and had to start the foundation of faith by himself. And father was kicked out and put in prison, and he was beaten with the legs of desks, and his teeth are broken from that time. He was completely beaten up, and so all of his organs were broken. He spit up blood, and if it was one of us, then we would want to get revenge on our enemies. But Father has never treated his enemies like their enemies. So how can we go together with true parents and so that we can fulfill the foundation of substance? If we don't unite with true parents, then we cannot make the foundation of substance. The foundation of faith can be laid by true parents, but the foundation of substance is by the people uniting with true parents. If we don't unite with true parents, then true parents have to suffer. We need to restore the fatherland by connecting people to the Messiah, both physically and spiritually, so that we can receive salvation, both spiritually and physically, receive God's lineage. This is what it means to restore the fatherland. So all of our families in our church and National Messiahs and all people must stand with true parents and God as our center. The third national course to restore Canaan. The Christian Foundation, the third spiritual course, a national, a worldwide course to restore Canaan, did become a spiritual worldwide foundation. And during the Second World War, when the three nations that upheld Christianity and the three nations opposing Christianity fought, and then finally the America, England, and France side won. This means that Christianity won and was a victor of the world. So on this foundation, the Christian Foundation had united with Father, then the whole world would have come under Father and receive Father as the Messiah. But because the core groups of Christianity rejected Father, then God lost the 6,000 years of foundation, the 2,000 years of Christianity's foundation that God had set up. And so it was God lost everything, true parents lost everything, and true parents were sent to prison. God could not help and do the responsibility on the world anymore because already the mature Abel had come to the world. And so once the mature Abel type figure comes, he has to work to, no matter if there is a difficult life and of persecution, true parents have to win over that and bring the world into God's realm. Within true parents, there is no concept of enemy. They remember, all people remember good things and bad things that happen to them. True parents do too, but they make effort to try to forget all of the bad things that happen to them. Sometimes we do not, something really bad happens to us and we're so miserable. We feel like we're going to melt, especially when we fail. But Father said, don't hold on to that. That we make redetermination to live right now, the right, correct way, and it's important to not make mistakes from the beginning. But don't hold on and dwell in your failure. Forget it and move on.
Okay.
Jacob laid the foundation for the Messiah together with Esau, the family level, but they needed to keep that foundation until they built a nation, because at that time Satan already had nations. So they needed a nation that could win over or be influential over the other nations. And so the relationship, the good relationship of Jacob and Esau, was supposed to continue, and Jacob was supposed to bring Esau's family together with him into Egypt so that they could grow up together and unite together, and then that could be the national foundation to receive the Messiah at that time. And the divided Israel, north and south, the north side was more close to Satan, with many bad kings. They were divided into Cain and Abel, but they were but north and south were brothers, so the south sent many prophets to the north to turn the kings around, sending even Elijah to turn the people around, but they kept on killing the prophets and not listening to them. And so later on, when the foundation for the Messiah was laid as a people finally, then John the Baptist stood in the Elijah's position to make the way straight for the Lord and offer the foundation to Jesus. But because Jesus didn't follow, John the Baptist didn't follow Jesus, then Jesus lost the foundation, and at that time, Jesus' body was able to be claimed by Satan by killing Jesus. So after that, God prepared history, society, to make a society that when the Messiah does come, that the lords of this world could not kill the Messiah. That is why he made such effort to make democratic world. And so God has been working the providence restoration to set up central figures and fulfill and make this world a better place. And when people, and then restore Canaan, God works through history so much, and once one person didn't fulfill his mission, then God would choose somebody else and try to use them and work through that person's foundation. And so the providence to restore Canaan has been prolonged. Because John the Baptist didn't fulfill his mission, then Jesus had to fulfill the mission of John the Baptist himself. So, the John the Baptist or Jesus, the Christ's second advent, are the central figure of the foundation of faith, and they complete the foundation of faith. But the Messiah doesn't come to make the foundation of Messiah. They are supposed to come on top of the foundation for the Messiah. And the foundation of substance is that the people, the first Israel, the second Israel, that the Israelites, and the second Israel, meaning Christianity centering on America, need to unite with the Christ of the Advent as the new John the Baptist. So that is why true parents could not leave America. Even if America put him in jail, true parents had to serve and love the second Israel. So, in Jesus' time, he lived 33 years investing in the people and loving the people, trying to make them unite with him, but this couldn't be completed to the end, and the people rejected him and killed him. And so, true parents stayed in America and served America and loved America and invested everything in America for 34 years. Going over the period of Jesus' life. Hawaii is an island, but it is the land of America. And Father is also working to change the satanic leaders and to restore them to God's side in Las Vegas. There's also China and Soviet Union or Russia. They need to be stood right up in God's will. And so true parents have been making so much preparation all around the world so that when the time comes, the people can stand up. They have to have a time when the returning resurrection of the spirit world can come and they can work on the earth. So the people uniting with Christ starts with America, Korea, Japan. And then with their unity, then the other nations can also stand up. I have to know that this is God's will in order to restore the cosmos course, to restore Canaan. Cosmos Canaan. Christ's second advent came, and then fulfilled the position of the new John the Baptist. And so, true parents came, and they took on responsibility to do this. if Jesus had come on the foundation already made to receive him, then two parents, then how fast do you think that the world could have united and Satan's world could be destroyed, and true parent, the God's lineage and God's family centering on true parents could have spread so quickly. Third national course restored Canaan. Moses walked to spirit, went into Canaan in spirit. Joshua went into Canaan in both spirit and flesh. This was the substantial course to restore Canaan. And so the third worldwide course to restore Canaan is when Jesus in spirit leads the spiritual worldwide course, and the Christ of the second advent leads the spiritual and flesh worldwide course, the substantial course. And when we reach Canaan, we restore Canaan both spiritually and physically, we call this the kingdom of heaven on earth. The Canaanite UN originally was formed by the nations upholding Christianity, but then China and Soviet Union entered into the UN, so the UN was taken away by Satan, unable to function as God's object, God's institution. And everything in America is falling down. The youth doesn't have any hope. The church doesn't have hope. The morals and ethics are falling away. America is opening their eyes to the words that two parents have been teaching America, and it's not too late now if they just open their eyes and they follow Messiah now. The politicians and scholars and people that have just been looking at us from far away, they kept their distance, but this is the time now that they cannot but listen to true parents. So this is the time of fruit. Why is this time the age of the fruit, to make fruit? If the farmer doesn't even plant seeds and doesn't toil the till the ground, but he expects to receive a harvest, that wouldn't work. The farmer plants seeds and tends to the crop, and then finally he is able to bring harvest in the end. So two parents have been planting the seeds and tending to the ground. This is the time of harvest. People in this world don't have any hope anymore. They don't have anywhere to turn to. They need the true parents. So, aren't we the people that followed, that received true parents' words? Jesus said that if you don't fulfill your responsibility, then I will go to the rocks, and the rocks will stand up and testify to me. We are people better than rocks, and we have received the blessing. The fact that we were receiving persecution at the same time when true parents were receiving persecution will be a blessing for us, that we stood together with the Messiah, and when it was difficult. Jesus came to restore the third world, like Canaan, spiritually and physically. But he died without even being able to marry and unite with a woman and have children. And the people rejected him, and his disciples turned their backs on him, even though Jesus worked his whole life trying to fulfill God's will. Jesus came wanting to solve all of the difficulties throughout history, but he was killed. And so the third of the second advent comes and looks at history and all of the difficult things that happened through history and the heartaches throughout history. True parents come to resolve all of that and build kingdom of heaven on earth. The true parents have decided a time, 2013. There's only 4 years left, 2013. And so if we don't have anything to eat, we can go to the mountains and get something to eat. But we should be so desperate to fulfill God's will that is our first priority. Look at your parents. They are working so hard, their utmost effort, holding on to the will, even at this age, turning 90 years old, that if I don't do it, who will do it? Reaching the age of 90 years old, looking towards 100 years old. Two parents are working so hard, so we have to think, how can we make true parents happy? How can we be filial sons, daughters to true parents? In this, we worked so hard, we even did our best in the past, but because God's will wasn't completely fulfilled, then we shouldn't stop and be disappointed, but we should stand together with you parents and continue to fight until we reach the goal and return the whole world back to God. The first Israel became faithless. In Jesus' time, the first Israel, that was Judaism, became faithless. But the second Israel, Christianity, centered on Jesus, was faithful. And then at the time of the second advent, the worldwide foundation of Christianity turned out to be faithless. And so Christ set up the third Israel, centering on Korea, the Unification Church. And we must be faithful. The providence to start, to embark. Moses sturdily Moses started the well, and he brought water from the rock. So the rock was the external, and the internal was the water of life. And And Jesus' time, Jesus worked externally through miracles and signs, and internally brought the word. But two parents saw the failure of the miracles and signs. So two parents never put those in front, and he'll go and indemnify all of the mistakes of mankind, even if he has to go into the place of death. He will indemnify them. He won't use miracles. There is nobody that is stronger than us because we have our true parents together with us that are so strong and victorious even in the most difficult position. So we need to go and fulfill the will. Lessons. God's predestination of His will is absolute. But accomplishment of His predestination by humans is conditional. Humans need to fulfill their portion of responsibility. So God has always been doing His utmost, but people have always been the problem. So the greater a person's mission, the greater the test he will confront. And since Adam became faithless and forsook God, then Jesus had to restore Adam's mistake by enduring when God forsook him and showing unchanging faith. True parents walk this way too. True parents have to restore all of the failures of the first of the central figures of the past through indemnity. Jesus had to die on the cross, or Jesus was kicked out into the wilderness because the people didn't believe in Jesus and unite with Jesus. And so he was tempted in the wilderness and tried on the cross. So just as two parents had the determination from when Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness and forsaken by God on the cross, but even on the cross, Jesus died for God and God's will. True parent, we have to have this kind of heart too. True parents met Jesus on Easter morning and determined that he would take responsibility for God's will. God wants us to live like true parents. True parents pray desperately for the sake of mankind and to forgive mankind when we make mistakes, and are so determined to fulfill God's will.
It's really important when the Messiah comes that the people are ready to receive the Messiah to unite in one in heart with them. And that's why it's so important for us to complete the foundation for the Messiah. Now we're looking at a comparison of Moses' and Jesus' courses. In Moses' his first course, he was successful in completing the foundation of faith, but then the Israelites could not unite with him, so it ended up in a failure.
He was explaining about all of the foundations of faith and the foundation of substances of Jesus' time, and how then finally two parents fulfilled the foundation of faith and foundation of substance spiritually and physically, but in order to fulfill the foundation of substance, and we need to really follow the Messiah as true sons and daughters and work together with the Messiah in this age, because we have to follow the Messiah.